Hello everyone, welcome to our free English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 86. But before that, we need to review what we have learned last time. Now, let's listen to the tape again. Lesson 85, Paris in the Spring.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, George.
Have you just been to the cinema?
Yes, I have.
What's on?
Paris in the Spring.
Oh, I've already seen it. I saw it on television last year. It's an old film, but it's very good.
Paris is a beautiful city.
I've never been there. Have you ever been there, Ken?
Yes, I have. I was there in April.
Paris in the spring, eh?
It was spring, but the weather was awful. It rained all the time.
Just like London.
Now, let's try to retell the story. 好，上节课我们主要是学习了一个时态，叫做现在完成时，其中有一个对比 have been to 和 have gone to. For example,I have been to 长沙，那表示我现在呢已经不在长沙了。I have gone to 长沙，那表示的是我现在在长沙，或者是去在长沙的路上。那很有可能是发生在电话里，问 Where are you? 你在哪？ I have gone to 长沙。那我们也可以说 I'm on my way to 加地点。好。根据我们上节课所学内容，首先我们来做一些练习。句子翻译题：玛丽去过巴黎。Mary has been to Paris. 玛丽去了巴黎。Mary has gone to Paris. 好，我们注意它的区别。Now, let's do more exercises. Number one, choose the correct answers. First one. Mom,I'm looking for my toy car. 所以这个地方我们开头要选用哪样礼貌用语呢？ A. Excuse the mess for me. B. Excuse the mess. C. Excuse me with the mess. 答案应该选 B. Second one. Billy, go and do your homework. Oh, Mom, I have...finished my homework. A. Yet. B. Ever. C. Already. 所以这个地方我们应该选 C. I have already finished my homework. Number three. I. A holiday next month. A. Am going to have. B. Have had. C. Have.所以我们根据 next month 应该选答案 A. I am going to have a holiday next month. Number four. Have you your lunch? Yes, I ate an hour ago. A. Have had. B. Had had. C. Had had.所以根据我们的语法结构应该选 C. Have you had your lunch? Yes, I had it an hour ago. Number five. Did you read this book last night? No. I ate three times. A. Have read. B. Was reading. D.Read it. 好，我们应该选 A. I have read it three times. 二, complete the sentences with the words given in the correct form. Number one. This is the first time I have... 那 be 动词我们要改成 been, 所以词控。I have been in Australia.Number two, my brother, right. a letter at the moment. 根据 at the moment, 我们可以判断出此处需要进行时态。所以我们应该写 is writing. 3. Tom do his homework just now. 根据 just now, 我们应该把 do 换成 did. But now he already. 那因为 already 的出现使得我们横线上要使用完成时 have finished 比较合适。Number 4. May often go shopping on Friday, but she stayed at home last Friday. 那么第一空的 go, 我们要改成 goes. 第二空我们要加上 ed, 所以这句话的答案应该是 May often goes on shopping on Friday, but she stayed at home last Friday.Number 5. Listen. Someone knock at the door. 那根据 listen, 我们可判断现在要使用现在进行时。所以应该把 knock 改成 is knocking. Listen. Someone is knocking at the door. 好,下面我们就进入86课的学习。Lesson 86. What have you done? First, let's look at the pictures.And make the conversations. Number 1. Aired. What has he just done? He has just aired the room. Picture 2. Cleaned. What have they just done? They have just cleaned their shoes. Now let's listen to the tape and learn the repetition drill.
Lesson 86. Repetition drill.Look at lesson 86. Look and listen. Do not speak. Look at the first picture. What has she just done?
She has just aired the room.
Look at the second picture. What have they just done?
They have just cleaned their shoes.
Look at the third picture. What has he just done?
He has just opened the window.
Now you answer the questions. Ready? Look at the first picture. What has she just done?
She has just aired the room.
Look at the second picture. What have they just done?
They have just cleaned their shoes.
Look at the third picture.What has he just done?
He has just opened the window.
Look at the fourth picture. What has he just done?
He has just sharpened his pencil.
Look at the fifth picture. What has she just done?
She has just turned on the television.
Look at the sixth picture. What have they just done?
They have just listened to the news.
Look at the seventh picture. What has she just done?
She has just boiled some milk.
Look at the eighth picture. What has he just done?
He has just answered.The telephone.
Look at the ninth picture. What has she just done?
She has just emptied the basket.
Look at the tenth picture. What has she just done?
She has just asked a question.
Look at the eleventh picture.What has she just done?
She has just typed a letter.
Look at the 12th picture. What has she just done?
She has just washed her hands.
Look at the 13th picture. What has he just done?
He has just walked across the park.
Look at the 14th picture. What has he just done?
He has just painted the bookcase.
Look at the 15th picture. What has she just done?
She has just dusted the cupboard.
好。今天的我们学习就到此结束了，感谢大家，欢迎大家来到我们的课堂一起学习。Lesson 86，你受洗过了吗？Have you been baptized？ 新冠疫情让我们重新认识到，我们生活在一个很危险的自然界，身边到处都是细菌病毒，所以我们每天要常常洗手，天天洗澡，不要握手，也不要随意地碰触他人。那是因为我们自己也很脏。这是因为上帝想透过圣经告诉我们的真相。我就是一个罪人，所以我需要被洁净，但是我无法自我清洁，因为我们的心思意念都是充满罪恶的，无法洗去自己的罪恶。试问，一个失去了非分之心，不明白真理和道德沦丧的人，如何能洁净自己呢？靠社会或者教会的教化吗？问题是，社会和教会也是由罪人组成的，个体已经有罪，罪人的组成的群体岂不是更加有罪吗？历史早已证明了这一点。世上有哪个政党、国家、团体，甚至是教会是完全圣洁的呢？唯有上帝是完全圣洁的，唯有上帝才能拯救你，唯有那一位圣洁无罪的上帝的儿子耶稣才能除去你的罪。他在十字架上已经这样做了，上帝的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。但是，我怎么知道上帝愿意拯救我呢？答案是，圣经文字，我们进入教会，参加崇拜，听牧师的教导和其他基督徒的讨论，这些都是上帝的工作。上帝借着这些拯救我们。为了让你确定上帝已经在基督里拯救你，他又设立了洗礼，并承诺说，信而受洗必得救。你受洗过了吗？让我们祷告。亲爱的父上帝啊，我们感谢你，因为你在基督里爱我这样的罪人，为我得罪免，甚至牺牲了自己的儿子，他是上帝的羔羊，洗净我所有的污罪。求借着我和教会的工作，带领更多的人来到耶稣这里，受洗得清净，获得拯救。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。